Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working to improve our financial IQ. We are a education and mentoring program for people who want to improve their financial IQ and learn how to build a second stream of income with real estate. And our students are buying everything from groups of single family houses to apartment complexes, self-storage, RV parks, mobile home parks, strip shopping centers, big buildings, little buildings, anything that produces cash flow. And this is really the secret. And I hate to call it a secret because Warren Buffett talked about this 40 years ago when he said, don't ever rely on a sole source of income, meaning a job. Always invest and build a second stream of income. Because about 25 years into your career, you're going to get fired. I mean, I'm not trying to be negative. It's just, that's the way it works. I've got so many clients, and it just seems to be between that 23rd year and the 27th year, they always get downsized. What's the other word they use for fired? Early retirement, forced retirement, whatever. You got fired. They're done. And the older you get, the bigger target you have on your back, which is illegal, but let's face it. If somebody younger, just as talented, and is willing to work for half what you're working for, that's what they're going to do. And you can't get mad about it. That's the way a corporation works. They're there to, you know, get profits for the stockholders. And the best way to, one of the best ways to do that is keeping your expenses down and keeping payroll down. So remember, the higher your pay, the older you get, the bigger target you got on your back. So what successful people are doing is building a second stream of income so that when the time comes to get fired, which happens to everybody, they've still got money coming in. And that's what we're teaching our students at Total Wealth Academy, and that's what we're doing, and that's really what this show is about. And today, we're going to get back to some basics, which is just single-family investing. Anybody can invest in single-family. You don't have to be a sophisticated investor. You don't have to be an accredited investor. You just have to give a darn about your family and want to do the right thing and build that second stream of income. And for most people, the very first rent house that they buy will do more to retire them than all of their years of labor up to that point. The example I'll give you is if you got fired tomorrow, how much money would you have coming in? The answer to that is how much retirement income you've developed so far. And for the vast majority of people, the answer is zero. If I got fired, what are you talking about, Steve? Because we're not taught from a young age, like my son was and my daughter was. The poor and the middle class are not teaching their kids to build a second stream of income. The wealthy are. So a lot of you, this shows the first place you ever heard about a second stream of income. So some of you, you're smacking your head going, why did I not think of this? It's okay. It's because our system is set up to make you a cog in the machine. They want you just to get a job, work for 45 years, retire, lower your expectations, live off of Social Security, live off of a little pension, live off of savings, which leads to a very low quality of lifestyle for the quote-unquote golden years. Meanwhile, over at the rich guy's house, at about age 8, they start telling their kids, oh, by the way, you need a second stream of income. I did it with my kids. And as a result, my son, when he graduated college, he had $4,000 a month in second stream of income from his 11 rent houses. Now, why? Because he's smarter than you, works harder than you. Not at all. He's brilliant, hard worker, but so are you. The only difference was he had the right map. I gave him the map. See, the map that you were given was work real hard in high school, go to college, get a job, work for 45 years, blah, 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 which we reviewed just a minute ago. That map doesn't work. 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. 95%. By the way, 30% are dead by age 65. So that leaves 65% that retire broke, or they're unable to retire generally. Some of them do it anyway, which I don't see how they live like that. And then you've only got 5% of Americans who retire wealthy or well-off or financially independent and thrive in retirement. They've all got that second stream of income because they were told at a young age, or they picked up a book and learned about it, and that's what they did. So when you talk about buying one rent house does more to retire you than an IRA, a 401, and so on, it's pretty simple to understand. If you get fired and you have no income, that's because you haven't built a second stream of income. But if you buy one stinking little rent house this year and it produces you $400 a month cash flow, that's your net. After all your expenses, you put $400 in your pocket. When you get fired, what's still coming in? The $400 a month. You've done more to retire yourself than all your years of labor up to this point. Because that $400 a month goes up over time and never stops. No one can fire you from that position. You own it. It's your little business. Oh, and let me hit this while I'm thinking of it. Those of you with rental real estate that do your own taxes to save money, you're screwing yourself. You've got to understand, CPAs do not cost you money. They save you money. So any of you that own rental real estate, please stop doing your own taxes. You cannot understand that code the way a CPA does. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're going to be talking about single family, but I want to bring this point up that you have to, I'll hit it from the top level first. You have to think and act like a millionaire before you'll ever become one. What a lot of people do is they have in their mind that they'll change after they become a millionaire. No, you change before, and that's what creates the wealth. One of the things is, if you own one little rent property, you are a business owner. And you got to think like a business owner. And if you think like a business owner, you're going to understand that that little single family house is going to carry you on to becoming a millionaire, and most likely a multimillionaire. You can't do your own taxes anymore. Stop cheaping it out. Have you seen the tax code? It's a book that's 6 feet thick. I saw some politician, he had it stacked next to him, and it was taller than him. And I was like, come on. And you think it's worth your time to go figure all that out? It's not. See, that falls under the category of saving money. And the rule is, spend 95% of your time making more money, 5% of your time saving it. You know, looking for discounts, driving across town to save a dollar a pound on tomatoes, trying to keep your interest rates low, and, you know, lowering your taxes. Spend 5% of your time on that crap and let a CPA do it, because he spends a lot of his time to keep your taxes low. And some of you complain about your tax return bill. Mine's $5,000 to $10,000 a year, and I'm happy to pay it. So don't worry about that $500 or $1,000 that they're charging you. They're probably saving you $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. Think like a business person, act like a business person, and you'll become one. And it's also going to lead you to massive wealth, because as a business, if you buy one rent house and it works, a businessman goes, huh, I'll do this over and over and over again. Businessman, businesswoman, over and over and over again till you reach your financial goal. So now we can go back to single family. Single family is where you go out and we're buying our single family rent properties are between the low now, 150, and the high, about 300. Did you know that just 2 years ago, it was 150 to 250? But prices have gone up. It's crazy. Now, make sure that you understand that that's the ARV, after repaired value. That's not what you're going to pay for it. After repaired value. Let's take a $200,000 home that we find that it's got an ARV of $200,000. We've run the comparable sales. We know what it's worth if it were all fixed up, but it's not. It's beat up. It's just holes in the wall, missing carpet, broken windows, not been updated. So we're able to pick it up for, say, $115,000. It needs $45,000 worth of work, you know, to get it perfect. And that's what you got to do. This is very, very, very important. Do not ever eke the repairs out of the cash flow. You always rehab your property up front with the original loan. The people who run around complaining that they never make any money with real estate and it doesn't cash flow and tell you all these lies, they're actually telling the truth. For them, because they did it wrong. They bought a piece of crap and didn't repair everything right then. In their brain, they go, look, I'm making, you know, $600 a month. I'll just take that $600 and put it back into the property over time. Never happens. And then 2 years later, 3 years later, they're not making any money. Property's still a piece of crap. They have to lower the rent to find people stupid enough to lease a piece of crap property. It's just a vicious cycle of failure. What you're going to do is you're going to get a loan to buy that property that includes the rehab. And you're going to make that property perfect. Needs a new AC? Replace it. Needs a new stove? Replace it. Needs new cabinetry? Replace it. New carpet, new paint, new tile. Oh, by the way, we don't use carpet in any of our units anymore. Carpet is a no-no. Because of this, there's multiple products out there. I mean, you can get porcelain tile for like 69 cents a square. You can get, golly, I always have trouble. It's like fancy vinyl. There's a word for it, and it's slipping my mind. But it's a glue down flooring that you see in commercial buildings. But it looks like wood. And it lasts forever. It's in my office, and I have thousands of people come through every month, and it's still perfect. Because of that, we don't use carpet anymore. All right, we'll talk more about this after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thank you so much for listening.
Plan or ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about single family investing and the importance of doing your rehab up front. Never eke the repairs out of the cash flow. What it's going to do is take all your cash flow to rehab the property. You're never going to see any profit. And at the end of 2 years, you're going to go, man, this doesn't work. Well, that was because you didn't do the rehab up front. And you took all of your cash flow, which you really did get, but you put it back into the property so you never saw it. And it makes you negged out. So don't do that. You want to do the rehab up front. Make sure that the loan that you get covers the rehab as well. We have about 7 different banks that can do that for you at Total Wealth Academy. So when I buy a property, like the example I'm giving you, bought it for 115, needs 45 in rehab. I've got that 45 grand right up front, and I replace all the flooring, paint the entire building, interior and exterior. If it needs a new roof, I put a new roof on. Any appliance, AC included, that doesn't have 5 years or more left on its life expectancy, replace it right then, right there, right up front. Then what happens is the cash flow comes to you. You see it, you feel it, you spend it, you pay bills with it, you personal bills with it. It's real and you feel it. It's not some, oh, I'll have cash flow 6 years from now when I finish rehabbing it out of the cash flow. No, it's real. It's now. And that will convince you to buy your second one and third one instead of at the end of 2 years, you're going, hey, this doesn't work. Next point, if you have a perfect property, what type of tenant are you going to attract? It's a trick question. You're going to attract all of them. All of them. I know what you said. You said, oh, it's going to attract the best tenant. It's going to attract all of them. That's why you got a screen, screen, and screen some more. But you'll be able to pick and choose because they all want your property. See, the people that don't listen to this show or take our course, they are not rehabbing their properties. And they've got pieces of crap out there that are your competition. So you're sitting there in Happytown Subdivision with a little 1,500 square foot, three bedroom, two bath, two car garage that's in perfect shape. Cindy across the street didn't rehab her rental property. They go see both of them, Cindy's and yours, the same day. Which one are they going to write an offer on? Yours. You're going to slaughter the competition. 72% of rental properties out there, 72% are pieces of crap. They've never been rehabbed. They're pieces of crap. And what those people have to do is lower their rent to get people to lease it. So not only are they not getting the cash flow, they're getting less cash flow to put back into the property to do the rehab that they should have done up front. You see how vicious a cycle not knowing what you're doing can be? This is why so many people are out there bad-mouthing real estate, because they did it wrong. They didn't know what they were doing. They were too lazy to take a course, too arrogant to think they needed one, or too greedy to pay for it, and they didn't know what they were doing, and then they blame real estate when it was their fault. If you're listening to this show on a regular basis, you know what to do. Make the property perfect. Then when you have a perfect property, you get everybody, the bad ones, the medium ones, and the great tenants to come look at your property and write offers on it. Then you cherry pick. You pick the most qualified tenant that you can. Let's talk about screening for a moment. Screening is I wonder if it is the most important part. I think the deal, you know, I'm going to stick to my non-answer. It is equally as important as buying the property right. It's not more important, not less important. It's equally as important as buying the property right. So, screening comes down to basically four things. Credit report, criminal report, talk to two landlords, I will address that in a moment, and verify income and likelihood of continued employment. Screen the daylights out of them. You do not. Do you know why con men get away with hundreds of millions of dollars? Because they give you a good feeling when you work with them. If you lease to the person that gives you the warm fuzzies, guess what? Very well could be the con man or woman, because that's what they do. Do not ever go just with your gut. Now, let's say that you have two people with identical credit reports, identical rental history, identical income. How do you differentiate the two? Then I would go with your gut. But you've done the credit report on both of them. You've done the criminal report on both of them. You talked to two landlords on both of them. You've verified their income. Then you can go with your gut. If one of them's a jerk and you don't like dealing with them, go with the other one who's nice. But do not ever lease to someone just because of your gut feeling. Now, let me tell you somebody else you never lease to. Two different groups of people, friends and relatives. Do not ever lease to either of them. Did I get that point across? Here's what's going to happen. When they run into financial difficulty, guess whose problem it becomes? Yours. How do you evict a relative? Just like anybody else. It's the correct answer. But emotionally, how do you evict a relative? It's difficult, isn't it? And you run the risk of losing a good friend, a close relative, a relationship with a close relative or a friend. It's not worth the risk. It's not worth the risk. Now, if your relative comes and says, I'll pay a year in advance, okay. You get the point. Make sure, because they're going to end up being a problem every single time. With that said, I have a little disclaimer. I leased to a good friend, but you have to understand that I sat him down and I told him, I said, Bart, I love you, man. If you don't pay the rent, I'm going to evict you and I'll still love you, man. Do you understand that? I have a mortgage on this house. I have to pay that mortgage every month. You don't pay your rent, I don't pay my mortgage, my credit sucks, I lose the house. You got to pay the rent. Do you understand that? Love you, always will love you. You don't pay the rent, I will evict you on the third. Do you understand that? Okay, great. Let's have a beer. Do you see how harsh that was? Not all of you can do that. It takes a weird personality to be able to do that. But if you are weird like me, then okay, maybe you can't lease to a relative or friend. But you got to pound them. You got to beat them to a pulp before you let them into your unit. Because, like I said, the minute there's financial difficulty, it's your problem. You don't want that. So let's go back. Where do we check credit and criminal? Tenanttracker.com. Tenanttracker.com. It costs you about $25 to pull credit and criminal, and you're charging $35 for an application fee. Fee. Non-refundable. So you run the credit and criminal report on anyone moving into the house that's 18 years of age or older. 18 or older. So if it's a married couple with an 18-year-old son, you collect 35 times 3 and do it on all three. Next is talk to two landlords. Why two? Because the present landlord can and probably will lie to you. Let's say that I've got a bad tenant and I'm your normal landlord. Oh, I hate using me because I'm going to make myself look like a scumbag. Anyway, I've got a bad tenant. They've destroyed my property. They never pay on time. I've never collected the late fees, and I'm evicting them. You call me and say, yeah, Cindy and John want to move into my property. Were they good tenants? Oh, the best. Never had a problem with them. Why? Why would I lie like that? To get rid of them. I want them to be your problem. So that's why you always talk to two previous landlords. The second one that doesn't currently lease to them has no reason whatsoever to lie to you. And they're going to go, Cindy and John. Yeah, they destroyed my house. They poured concrete down my toilet, never paid on time, and left owing about $3,000 and $5,000 in damage to the house. Boom. Two landlords, people. Talk to two. Then verify income. If they're self-employed, you want to see three months, previous months, trailing three, of bank statements showing deposits equal to 3 times the rent. So if the rent is $1,500, 3 times $1,500 is $4,500. You want to see $4,500 or more going into that account every month for 3 months. If they've been in business for a while, over a year, get a tax return. Get the last tax return. The problem with tax returns is people lie. It's a shame. They write off everything, shooting themselves in the foot by doing so, because they never show enough income to qualify for a mortgage or buy a car or open a business. It's a horrible thing. Cheating on your taxes screws you in so many ways that it's totally ridiculous, unless you have no goals. If you have no goals to buy a bigger house or grow as a human being and start a business, yeah, it's not going to do much. But if you don't tell the truth on your taxes and you have low income on your tax returns, it slams you. Credit is everything in this business, especially. Credit is everything. You want to have good income, perfect credit. So, again, if they're self-employed, get 3 months of bank statements to prove they're depositing 3 times the rent. Then get the last year's tax return. But like I said, in most cases, tax return's not going to tell you much. Because by the time they take all their deductions, it looks like they're making no money. Focus mostly on the number, how much they reported as income, not the deductions. And then ask about likelihood of continued employment if they have a job. If you call HR and you go, look, John Harrington wants to lease from me. I need to verify that he make what he makes. And they say, yeah, he makes. They'll usually say, I won't tell you what he makes, but I'll verify what he said. So you say, he says he makes $4,500 a month. They'll go, yes. That's when you say, what's the likelihood of continued employment? And they will tell you about 30, 40% of the time. Sometimes they'll go, I'm sorry, I can't give away that information. But 30, 40% of the time they'll go, oh yeah, he's a great employee. There's no problems. Okay, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. I'm getting emails about pets. There's a big misconception about a thing called a pet deposit. There's no such thing as a pet deposit. Now, what do I mean by that? Because everybody takes pet deposits. Not for me. It's a pet fee. And I'm going to lose money on it as a rule. It's a pet fee. It is non-refundable, period. And it's $500 per animal, cat, dog. I don't charge for fish or hamsters or gerbils or ferrets or whatever. It's cats or dogs, $500 fee per dog, and an extra $25 a month per animal. So if somebody comes with 2 dogs, it's $1,000 and an extra $50 a month. And you're going, oh, okay, $1,000 and $50 a month, then I'm going to make a little more profit on this deal. No, you're not. I love dogs. I have 3 of them, 5 cats. you're not going to make any money. They're going to chew. They're going to lay up against the wall and rub the wall. You're going to have to do drywall work. They're going to pee. They're going to poop. They're going to throw up. You're not going to make money off of that. It is a fee, and it generally goes in the special provisions. Special provisions. Do not use, if you're using the standard Texas Real Estate Commission contract lease, it says pet deposit. Scratch that out. Go to the special provisions and put your pet fee in the special provisions and collect that before they move in. Before they move in. Another tip. Let's say they're moving in on the 15th and the rent is $1,500 a month. When they move in, they pay $1,500. You prorate the second month. So the second month will be $750. Why? I want you to have as much money as possible in the bank the moment they move in. Another tip, don't ever charge 1 month's rent for the deposit. Always charge $200 to $300 more for the deposit. One of the biggest things that confuses tenants is if the rent is $1,500 and the deposit's $1,500, about 3 months later they forget it's a deposit and think it's the last month's rent, and then all of a sudden on the last month you don't get a check, and you call them and go, you haven't paid your rent this month. They go, no, I paid the last month's rent up front. Don't do that. Always charge $100, $200, $300 more. I prefer $200 to $300 more for the deposit. So by the time they move in, they have paid you $1,500 for the first month and $1,700 for the deposit. You've collected $3,200 before they move in. This protects you. Then the second month, they pay this prorated rent, which would be half since they moved in on the 15th. And there's dozens of other tips. You know, they're all in my Saturday class. But it's, you got to do this right. There are specific best practices. There's a specific business model. And then the next thing you know, if you do this the way I teach you, you're going to love owning rental real estate and you're going to want more and more and more. And you're going to build that cash flow. I know $400 a month doesn't sound like a lot, but it's more than you've done so far as a rule. But let's do that 2 times a year for 10 years. At the end of 10 years, you have 20 houses with an ARV of 200 each. That's $4 million worth of real estate paying itself off. 10 years after that, you've probably got about $6 million worth of real estate. And your cash flow is no longer $8,000 a month. It's probably closer to $10,000 or $12,000 a month for the rest of your life. So these little houses, it's so cool because they change your life. You will literally sit in your home after you buy your first rent property. You'll be sitting in your home and you'll say, I'm going to go check the mail. You're going to walk out to the mailbox and there's going to be a check in the mailbox to you. Your mortgage interest, everything is $1,100 a month. And there's a check for $1,500. They paid your mortgage, they paid your taxes, they paid your insurance, and you have $400. It's called mailbox money. And it changes your life. Because you go back in and hug your wife, and you're like, honey, we got our first mailbox money, and I like it. I like it a lot. And then you buy the second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one, sixth one. And like I said, you only need about 20 of them. to a year for 10 years. And that's goofing up. I have never seen anybody take 10 years to get the 20 houses. Because what happens is, through market changes, through aggressiveness, through different opportunities, even a thing called luck comes into play. That's why I've never seen anybody take 10 years to do it. I just try to reduce it to something that won't scare you, where I don't say, you got to buy five the first year. You know, that's kind of scary to a lot of people. But two, oh, okay, I think I could do that. But most people do a lot more than that. This guy, Robert Hammond, super guy, by the way, he bought 65 houses in 1 year. 65 houses in 1 year. Insane. And you don't think you can buy two? I suggest you can. I suggest you can. The average out-of-pocket is anywhere from 20 to 30 grand in this market. Do not go to Wells Fargo for a loan. It will be $60,000 to $70,000 out-of-pocket. You want to use the banks like I've got. I introduce them to you here on the show occasionally. Our banks, total out-of-pocket, $20,000, $30,000. And in the down market, which is coming, don't know when, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. But when the down market comes, you know, our down payments drop to like 5,000, from zero to 5 or 6,000. And I'm not kidding you. There were zero down deals all over the place in 2008, 9, 10, 11. But don't wait for a down market. Every time I say this, I worry that people go, oh, I'm going to wait for the down market. Yeah, you'll be waiting till you're dead, because when the down market hits, you know what you'll say? I'm going to wait till prices start to go up. And then when prices start to go up, you'll say, I'm going to wait till the down market. Don't do that. When's the best time to plant a tree? 20 years ago and today. Those are the two best times to plant a tree. What are the two best times to buy real estate? 20 years ago and today. And since you can only do it today, that's the time to do it. Okay, any questions on what I covered today, please feel free to email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. If you liked what you heard today and you want to see the whole explanation of how single family works, go to our free sample class and learn about our Saturday class. The free sample class kind of exposes you to our teaching style. Make sure it's something that you're comfortable with, because we're pretty darn blunt. But I think you'll enjoy it. Just go to totalwealthacademy.com, and click the free sample class. That will give you an overview of the business model. Then if you like what you see, take our $500 class. It's a Saturday, and I'll show you all of the best practices that go into the business model of building a second stream of income with single family rentals. I also cover flips in the Saturday class. I also cover wholesaling. And at the end, I actually go over how you can become a sophisticated investor to do passive investing in apartments, self-storage, mobile home parks, strip shopping centers, whatever. Again, my email is steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. If you want to come to our free sample class, check it out at totalwealthacademy.com. totalwealthacademy.com. Please today, take a couple of steps, little baby steps, towards whatever goals are in your head. Couple of baby steps. Do something today to move you towards your goals. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.